诗篇九十篇。
The scriptures are taken from Psalm 90.
我们要用比较复杂的方式，中英文都要读到。
We're going to read in both Chinese and English.
我们诗会读一节，弟兄姐妹读一节，中文然后英文。
We'll read this responsively. We'll begin by some verses in Chinese, then repeat it in English.
你只要跟着我们的投影片就好了。
Just follow our projection.
诗篇九十篇第一节。
Psalm 90.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。你使人归于尘土，说你们世人要归回。你叫他们如水冲去，他们如睡一觉，早晨他们如生长的草。
Now we're going to read this in English also responsively. I will read the odd number verses, and you repeat with the even number. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You turn people back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, you mortals."Yet you swept people away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning.
Seventh 我们回到中文。我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏，晓得你的愤怒呢？
Let's read them in English. Starts from verse 7. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a mourn. If only we knew the power of your anger, your wrath is as great as the fear that is your due.
Thirteen节, 耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。十七节，我们一起来念：愿主我们神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你建立我们手所做的工，我们手所做的工，愿你建立。
English verse.13. Relent, O Lord, how long would it be? Have compassion on your servants. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for us as many years as we have been troubled. Verse 17 altogether. May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
接下来我们请张月刚牧师证道，他证道的题目是人生苦短，主恩永长。
Message by Pastor 月刚。The translation is life is short, God's grace is everlasting. Let us pray.
爱我们的主，感谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Our Heavenly Father who loves us and you have given us your precious words.
愿你今天在这岁末的时候用真理的圣灵亲自的带领。
We ask you the Spirit of Truth to lead us closely.
愿你的百姓数算主的恩典。
Then your people can count your blessings.
被主的话语光照。
To be shone, to be led by your word.
我们将同心祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise together in the name of our Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
各位兄弟姐妹和朋友们，大家主日平安。
平安。
很快就到了年底。
It's so fast. It's the end of the year again.
2019年很快就要过去了。
And 2019 is about going to pass.
时间过得很快。
Time flies.
我们刚庆祝完教会五十周年。
We just finished celebrating the 50 years anniversary of our church.
很快就要到教会五十一周年。
And the 51st year is coming.
2020年是个很奇怪的数字。
The year 2020 may look a little strange as a number.
天禧年的要进入二十多岁。Millennials.
The millennials is entering into the 20 years birthday.
90后的要进入三十多岁。
For those after the 90s are going to become 30 years old or more.
80后的要进入四十多岁。
And you can keep on counting for the 80s.
那在这岁末的敬拜，我们一起来思考。
So let us pondering on what the meaning of it at the end of the year.
从圣经来看时间这个概念。
So we can examine the meaning of time from a biblical standpoint.
上帝是怎么样看时间呢？
How does our God look at a time?
时间到底是快还是慢，是长还是短？
Is time fast, slow, long or short?
我们刚才读了诗篇第九十篇。
We just read Psalm 90.
这是诗篇里最早写成的一篇。
This is one of the earliest Psalm was composed.
大家喜欢这首诗篇吗？
Do you like this Psalm?
大家喜欢其中哪一句呢？
Which one of the verses in the psalm that you like the best?
有人喜欢其中一句，神看千年如已过的昨日。
And some like the, for a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by.
有个小孩子读了诗篇九十篇，他非常喜欢。
And there's a young kid, and after he read the psalm 90, he likes it very much.
他就跟上帝对话。
So he had a dialogue with God.
他就问上帝说：“神啊，在你眼里是不是千年如一日呢？”
He asked God, "Is it really true that a thousand years is just like a day in your eyes?"
上帝回答说：“孩子，是的，我看千年如一日。”
And his answer was, "Yes, child, I look at a thousand years just like a day."
这小孩子又问上帝说：“神啊。”在你眼里一百万块钱是不是就好像两个小钱一样呢？
He also asked God again. He says, what would $1 million look like, just two pennies?
上帝又回答说不错。
God says, yes, you're right.
就像穷寡妇的两个小钱在我眼里看起来比一百万块钱还多。
Just like this poor widow, widower and her widow, her two pennies is like, is worth more than $1 million.
小孩子就很高兴，就祈求上帝。
The child was very happy and then he asked God.
他说，神啊，求你赐给我两个小钱吧。
God, can you give me two pennies?
他要的，想要的是多少？
And you know what he's actually asking for.
上帝回答说，没问题啊，你就等一天吧。
God said, it's okay, you just wait for one day.
上帝要他等多久？
You know how long God wants him to wait. It's 1,000 years.
好，我们来看诗篇九十篇，那作者是谁，身份是什么？
Let's focus on the Psalm 90 and who was the author and what's the message.
作者是摩西，神人，就是传递上帝话语的人。
The author is Moses. He's a man of God.
所以了解这个诗篇，我们先来了解作者的生平。
So to understand the Psalm, we need to understand the author.
我们都很熟悉摩西，他一生活了多少岁。
We all know how long did Moses live.
摩西活了120岁。
He lived 120 years.
他的一生分为三个阶段，三个四十年。
There are three stages or 340 years of his age.
他的事迹记载在圣经前五卷书其中的四卷。
And what he had done as we are recorded in the first five books or the four books of the five,of the Bible.
第一个四十年，他的身份是埃及的王子。
His first 40 years, he was a prince of Egypt.
第二个四十年，他的身份是牧羊人。
The second 40 years, he was a shepherd.
第三个四十年，他的身份是以色列人的领袖。
The last 40 years, he was the leader of the Israelites.
我们觉得人生，摩西的一生怎么样呢？
How do we value, how do we evaluate actually Moses' life?
他是伟大的先知，上帝的大仆人。
He is a great prophet and a good servant of God.
他是属灵的伟人，是民族的领袖。
He is a spiritual giant and he is the leader of a country, of a nation.
他带领将近200万人出埃及。
He led near 2 million people to leave Egypt.
上帝使用他把红海分开。
And God used him to part the Red Sea.
他亲眼见过上帝。
He had seen God, had met with God.
上帝使用他行了许许多多的神迹。
And through God used him to perform the many miracles.
他从上帝领受了律法。
He received the law from God.
对于以色列这个国家的形成也是奠基性的人物。
He forms the foundation, the forming of the Israel as a nation.
我们觉得摩西的一生是光辉灿烂的一生。
Do we think that Moses' life is glorious?
有那么多波澜壮阔的经历，似乎没有白活。
There seems to be so many ups and downs and wonderful things and so forth that his life is worth living.
我们非常羡慕他。
We admire him greatly.
我们的一生如果像摩西这样，这么多经历被上帝这样大大使用，该有多好。
Oh, it would be wonderful if we had a similar experience like Moses being used by God in such a way.
那这篇诗篇有什么样的历史背景呢？
Then what is the historical background of this psalm?
圣经学者一般认为是民数记13-14章所记载。
Theologians regard this as being written somewhere in the book of Numbers, chapters 13-14.
有可能是摩西带百姓过了红海出埃及以后第二年在加底斯写的。
It probably was written after Moses have led people.Out of Egypt, 1 year later, in the place called Kadesh.
在这以前，摩西领受了上帝的律法。
And before this, Moses received the law from God.
建立了敬拜上帝的会幕。
established a tabernacle where the Israelites can worship God.
但是百姓背逆上帝。
But the people rebelled against God.
一会儿敬拜金牛犊，一会儿想吃肉。
In one time they worshiped the golden calf, the idol they built, and the other time they would complain about not enough meat to eat.
一会儿摩西的哥哥姐姐挑战他的权威。
And his older brother and his sister challenges his authority.
以色列民试探上帝十次。
And the Israelites tested God for 10 times.
最后在加底斯快进迦南地的时候。
Then at the Kadesh, right before they were ready to march into the land of Canaan.
他们派了12个探子去打探消息。
They sent 12 spies into Canaan to figure out that land.
他们回来说对方像巨人，我们像蚱蜢。
Well, they returned. They said the people in the Canaans are giants. We are just like little grasshoppers.
百姓就要闹事，另外立一个领袖要回埃及去。
So the people uprooted and they want to call for another leader to lead them go back to Egypt.
上帝就惩罚他们，让百姓在旷野漂流40年。
So God punished them to let the people, the Israelite people, to wander in the desert for 40 years.
让他们倒闭在旷野。
And they all died in the desert.
20岁以上60万的男丁中，只有2个人进迦南地。
For those who are 20, who were 20 years old, or older at that time, only 2 made it to Canaan.
就是约书亚和加勒
Joshua and Caleb.
那摩西他在这样的境况下，他内心在想些什么呢？
What was on Moses' mind in the situation like such?
这样的大英雄、大先知，他有什么样的心路历程呢？
Such a great hero and a great prophet, what is he going through?
这是我们今天要思考的诗篇90篇。
And Psalm 90 describes that.
我们透过这篇诗篇来思考摩西的一生。
So through this psalm, let's consider the life of Moses.
也看到上帝的作为。
And we see the work of God.
这诗篇的形式是什么呢？是祷告。
The form of this psalm is like a form of a prayer.
我们仔细观察诗篇90篇几乎每一句都有的一个概念是什么呢？是时间。
And if you read this psalm carefully, you will find out what connects them all is time.
第一节世世代代。
The first verse is through generations.
第二节亘古永远。
The second says from.Everlasting to everlasting.
第四节的千年昨日夜间的已经。
And verse 4, for 1,000 years and for the watch in the night.
五六节早晨晚上。
And morning and evenings for verse 5 and 6.
第九节日子年岁。
And then it's the days and the years.
第十节一生的年日70岁80岁。
Then the length of our days is 70 years or 80.
第十二节日子。
And verse 12, also our days.
十三节几时。
几时。Oh, how long? Oh, Lord, how long? On verse 13.
十四节早早一生一世。
And then says, let's see, 十四节。Then...Enjoy or failing, satisfy us in your morning, in the morning with your unfailing love.
And many years.
And many years.
十五节受苦的日子，遭难的年岁。
Many days as you have afflicted us, or as many years we have been troubled.
诗篇九十篇就好像一串珍珠项链。
Psalm 90 is like a string of pearls.
串起珍珠的绳子就是时间。
The time that connects all the pearls together.
那这些珍珠是什么呢？
What are the pearls?
就是上帝的神性。
It's God's deity.
啊， 所以对诗篇九十篇我们注意两点，时间和上帝的神性。
So throughout the Psalm 90, we can pay attention to two things. One is time, the other one is God's deity.
好，我们看下一页，我们看第一部分，一到二节是赞美。
Verses 1 to 2, praise.
这部分讲了什么呢？上帝跟时间是什么样的关系呢？
What's the relationship between God and the time?
第二节讲到从亘古到永远你是神。
And verse 2 says, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
我们看到上帝的神性是什么样的呢？是永恒。
We see God's characteristics or his deity is that he's everlasting.
诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未造成。
Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth into the world.
在创世以前，上帝就是上帝。
Before the creation, God was God.
上帝的工作呢是创造。
God's work ended with creation.
上帝创造宇宙万物，创造诸山、地与世界。
God created the universe, the whole world, the mountains, and the earth.
他有主权掌管宇宙万物。
He has the authority to rule over the entire universe.
上帝创造人，掌管人。
God created a human being, and he rules over us.
上帝创造时间，掌管时间。
He created the time, and he rules over time.
那我们回过头来看第一节，主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所。
Verse 1 says, Lord, you've been our dwelling place throughout all generations.
那人和上帝本来应该有什么样的正常的关系呢？
So what is the normal relationship between people and God?
在以色列历史上，上帝自己一直是以色列的家。
And in the history, the God himself is the home, the dwelling place of the Israelites.
这里比喻好像上帝好像一座房子，里面充满了舒适和安全。
It's just as a comparison, as an illustration, and God is like a gigantic house. It's very comfortable, very safe.
上帝是我们的避难所。
God is our hiding place.
上帝的怀抱才是我们本来的家。
God in himself was our original home.
所以我们本来应该和上帝有和好的关系。
We should have a peaceful, nice relationship with God.
上帝保护我们。
God protects us.
人信靠上帝，敬畏上帝。
People believing and trust God.
在上帝的怀抱里享受上帝的慈爱。
In his home or in his bosom, we enjoy his kindness.
所以人生本来应该是又永恒又喜乐的。
So a life ought to be forever lasting and full of joy.
以前我在大学里做研究工作的时候，
When I was doing research in university,
有个学生抱怨做实验太辛苦。
And a student complained about working in a laboratory is too difficult.
我跟他说，假如亚当夏娃没有犯罪的话，
I told him, if Adam and Eve had never sinned,
你现在应该是在伊甸园里摘果子吃。
You should be eating your fruit in the Garden of Eden right now.
你就不会那么痛苦。
And you will not be suffering.
这是第一部分，上帝是永恒的。
So the first point is God is everlasting.
创造是他的工作。
Creation was his work.
我们和上帝本来应该是和好的关系。
We ought to have, originally we had a peaceful relationship with God.
好，下一页。
Next page.
第二部分三到十二节是哀叹。
So verses 3 to 12 is a lament.
所以诗篇九十篇的主要部分是叫communal lament, 是群体的哀歌。
So the major content of Psalm 90 is a communal lament.
那三到六节讲了什么呢？讲了人生短暂。
Verses 3 to 6.Talk about life is short.
第三节，上帝说：“你们世人要归回。”
And verse 3 says, "You people, you men, should be returned. Should be turned back."
意思是悔改吧，人的孩子。
It implies that you should repent.
Children of mine.
Children of God. Children of God.
世人有的版本翻译作亚当的孩子。
Or of the son of Adam.
第三节，你使人归于尘土。
You should turn them back to dust.
在创世纪里，亚当是上帝用尘土造的。
And Adam was made out of dust.
尽管诗篇九十篇里这里尘土和创世纪的用的词有点不同。
Although the two different translations, the dust here, is different from the dust in Genesis.
但意思是一样的。
But it means the same thing.
所以人是出于尘土，归于尘土。
So man was made out of dust and will return to dust.
这里为什么上帝不说你们是上帝的孩子，要归于上帝？
Why did God not say you are children of God, therefore you should return to God?
这里我们看到亚当夏娃在伊甸园里犯罪，造成人与上帝为敌。
We see that Adam and Eve committed a sin in the Garden of Eden, and they've been expelled out of the presence of God.
亚当走向了灭亡。
Adam marched down to the end of being perished.
我们世人亚当的后代也归于尘土。
And we, as the descendant of Adam, we need to return to dust.
而不是归向上帝。
It's not to return to God.
第四节，在你看来，千年如已过的昨日，又如夜间的一经。
Verse 4 said, For a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, and all is like a watch in the night.
在上帝眼里，千年如一日。
In God's eye, a thousand years is like a day.
甚至一经在希伯来文化里面是四个小时。
Or a watch in the night is about 4 hours.
这是形容人生短暂。
This describes how short a human's life is.
人类即使活一千岁。
Even though a person lived 1,000 years,
跟永恒的上帝相比，一千年也只相当于一天那么短。
Compare with a forever God, 1,000 years is just like a day, very short.
没有留下什么有永恒价值的东西。
There's nothing of everlasting value being left behind by people.
下面五到六节用了三个比喻来形容人生的短暂。
Verses 5 to 6, he uses three parables to describe the shortness of a human's life.
大水冲去。
To be washed away.
如一场梦。
It's like a dream.
如生长的草。
It's like a grass.
我们归于尘土之后，好像被大水冲走一样。
Once we return to dust, it's like we've been washed by the flood.
一点痕迹都没留下。
Not a sign, not a single thing left behind.
我们的人生靠自己，没有留下什么有永恒价值的东西。
Our life, according to ourselves, is nothing left that is of perpetual value.
圣经里所记载的活得最长的人是谁呢？
Who is the person recorded in the Bible as lived the longest life?
创世纪五章，马土萨拉活了969岁。
Genesis 5, Methuselah lived for 900 some years.
969 years.
那他哪一年死的呢？ What year did he die?
是挪亚洪水那一年。
He died at the year of the great flood in the time of Noah.
活了将近一千岁，洪水一来就留不下什么能长存的东西。
He lived for nearly 1,000 years, but when the flood came, everything is washed away.
我们希望自己能活969岁。
We wish that we could live 969 years.
我们以为很长。
We thought it was long.
但是跟永恒的上帝相比呢？
But compared with the everlasting God,
非常的短。
It's very short.
他们如睡一觉。
It's like had a dream.
意思是人生短暂，一夜之间我们就离开了这个世界。
It describes how short a life is in one night, and we will be gone.
第三个比喻是草。
The third parable is grass.
生命短暂，繁荣的时间非常短。
And that's even shorter, a life of grass.
从三到六节，我们就看到，凭我们眼睛所看到的，人生是短暂的。
So from 3 to 6, verses 3 to 6, we see that a human's life is short.
啊，下一页啊，七到九节更麻烦了，七到十二节更麻烦了啊，人生不断短暂，更是充满了痛苦。
So verses 7 through 12 is even worse. Life is not only short as 3 to 6, but also life is very harsh in 7 through 12.
在创世纪47章，以色列人的先祖之一雅各说过。
And the forefather, founding father of Israel, the Jacob, said this.
我寄居在世的年日是130岁，我平生的年日又少又苦。
He told the Pharaoh of Egypt, says, the year of my pilgrimage is only 130 years, and which is few and difficult.
这是他130岁的时候的人生感慨。
That was the what he said when he was 130 years old.
雅各最后活了147岁，他还说短。
He actually lived 147 years. He still said it was short.
他是族长，有许多的财富，他还说苦。
He is a patriarch and he has an abundance of wealth, but he said he's difficult.
大卫的诗篇39篇4到5节。耶和华，求你叫我晓得我生之中我的寿数如何，叫我知道我的生命不长。
Psalm 39, the psalm by David. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know that how fleeting is my life.
你使我的年日窄如手掌，我一生的年岁在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚幻。
You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath.
大卫活了70岁，在位40年。
David lived 70 years and he was king for 40.
他说上帝使他的年日窄如手掌。
He said that the God has made his age is as narrow as a palm, as a hand.
他一生的年岁在上帝面前如同无有。
And his lifespan in front of God is like nothing.
九到十节讲了我们经过日子在上帝的震怒之下。
And verses 9 and 10 says, we live under the wrath of God.
我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
The years we live is like a mourn.
这里一声叹息是指我们人离开世界以前吐出口里最后那一口气。
This word mourn describes about the very last breath before you depart from this world.
人生的结局就只有这样一声叹息。
The end of person's life in this world is like ends with a mourn.
第十节讲了人活到70、80岁所夸口的东西都是劳苦愁烦。
And verses 10 says, even though we may live 70 years or 80 years, but what you can be boasting or bragging about is nothing but trouble and sorrow.
我们很快就归于尘土，像飞去那样快。
We'll quickly pass and fly away like dust.
所以人生的痛苦不单单是体力的劳苦，更是内心的愁烦。
The harshness of a human life is more than just physical, but also mental.
愁烦什么呢？愁烦人生没有意义，没有留下有永恒价值的东西。
What is the mental part? Is the valueless part of your life.
人生真是又苦又短。
It's short and difficult.
今年夏天在我身上发生了一个重大事件。
And there was a significant happening in the past summer in my life.
我在暑假圣经学校里面演戏剧里面演法老。
During the summer VBS for the children, I played the role of a pharaoh.
后来有一个小孩子见到我。
Then later a kid came to see me, came to me, saw me.
他告诉他妈妈说，那位爷爷在 VBS 演法老。
And he told his mother that grandpa played the Pharaoh in our VBS.
这是我一生第一次听到有人叫我爷爷。
This is the first time that people call me grandpa. And welcome to the club.
我震惊了，我的青春逝去了。
I was shocked that my youth has gone.
我们看到在日光之下，我们所观察到的人生是又苦又短。
So under the sun, and life is nothing but short and difficult.
这是全人类都必须面对的问题。
This is a fact that every human being will need to face.
那有上中学的孩子读了诗篇九十篇以后就说。
And some of the middle school or high school kids, and after they read the Psalm 90,
既然人生劳苦愁烦转眼成空，那我何必辛辛苦苦的学习呢？
Oh, if life is so short and life is so harsh, and why do I need to work hard?
我们做家长的就对孩子说，你这是懒惰，找借口不想好好学习。
And we as parents, we just call out to our kids and says, you lazy born, you use as an excuse not to study hard.
所以年轻人如果整天讲人生空虚，这是因为懒惰，不想好好学习。
If young people and talking about life is short and difficult, and that just becomes an excuse for them not to study, not to work.
年轻人要按照箴言书的教导。
The young people should follow what says in the proverb.
不能懒惰，要寻求智慧，努力工作，寻求上帝。
Not to be lazy, but seek the wisdom and seek for God.
年纪大的人会喜欢读诗篇、九十篇和传道书。
And the older generation like to read Psalm 90 and Ecclesiastes.
年长的伯父伯母就会说。
The older generation, the uncles and aunties would say.
他们会说，我觉得诗篇、九十篇非常有道理。
And they would say that the Psalm 90 has a great message.
说的都是大实话。
It's all the truth.
人这辈子就是劳苦愁烦，转眼成功。
And for a human's life, it is true that it's difficult and it will be over and flying over very quickly.
就是痛苦，就是没有意义。
It is harsh and it is meaningless.
这是一篇现实主义的诗篇，确实符合我们人眼所观察到的事实。
And in some way, it describes what is really happening in a person's life.
但这并不代表上帝希望我们的人生本来应该如此。
But this is not the original intent of God that in terms of our life.
很多哲学家、宗教领袖在思考，想解释为什么人生又苦又短。
And many philosophers and theologians. Considering why the life is few and difficult.
那就发展出各种的理论。
And they developed many different theories.
有享乐主义，有颓废主义，有苦修主义。
享乐主义 is hedonism. 颓废主义 is decadence. 苦修主义 is asceticism.
那问题是
You can come to check the spelling.
问题在我们基督教信仰里面，圣经所告诉我们的人生又苦又短的原因是什么呢？
But what does the Bible teaches us why the life of human being is short and difficult?
第七节讲了，我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊惶。
Verse 7 says we are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation.
讲的原因是因为我们人的罪是我们在上帝的震怒之下。
This is because of our sin. We are under the wrath of God.
第八节讲的我们人的罪是我们在上帝的审判之下。
As clearly says in verse 8, you have set our iniquities before you.
这表明了上帝的圣洁公义。
This means the holiness of God.
十一节讲到，谁晓得你怒气的权势，谁按你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？
And verse 7 said, Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due to you.
哲学家、思想家想靠自己找不到答案。
Philosophers and thinkers and trying to count on themselves to think through, but they couldn't find the answer.
因为上帝没有启示给他们。
Because they didn't follow God's revelation.
那我们今天也要问在座的各位。
Today we ask you all.
你的人生有意义吗？
Does your life have any meaning?
你的人生有价值吗？
Does your life have any value?
你的人生有平安喜乐吗？
Do you have joy and peace in your life?
你有办法解决自己人生又苦又短的困境吗？
How do you solve the difficulties of being short and difficult?
感谢主，我们今天读到诗篇九十篇。
Well, we want to praise the Lord because we read Psalm 90.
我们读到神的话语。
We saw God's word.
我们比孔子、老子、释迦牟尼有福。
We are more blessed than all the great philosophers and religious people in the history.
所以圣经让我们看到上帝是圣洁公义的上帝。
So the Bible teaches us God is holy and he's righteous.
是有义怒的上帝，是审判的上帝。
He is the God, he will judge the world and he has wrath, he will be angry.
人生又苦又短的本质原因是因为人的罪。
Our days are few and difficult is because of our sin.
那怎么样解决人生又苦又短的问题呢？
How do we solve that problem?
十二节说了要数算自己的日子。
Verse 12 gives you the answer. It says, Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
是数算日子，不是数算年，不是数算月。
Number our days, not years, not months.
因为上帝已经预先定好我们的日子。
Because God has already determined how long we're going to live.
所以我们需要上帝赐给我们智慧。
We need the wisdom from our God.
来数算我们的日子。
So that we can count our days.
不是把自己的日子浪费掉。
It's not to waste our days.
而是把地上有限的日子投资在永恒上面。
It is to take our limited days on this earth to invest them in the event, in the everlasting work.
那怎么数算日子呢？下一页第三点，祷告呼求。
And how do we count our days? Is page 3, the prayer.
下一页。
Prayer.
这是摩西祷告对神的呼求。
This is Moses' prayer to God.
我们可以数一下中文有几个呼求。
We can count in Chinese though how many ask you.
中文有四个求你，四个愿你，总共八个。
In Chinese, there are four asks and four may you.
他的呼求可以分为三个方面。第一点是求主赦免。
You can divide them into three categories. The first ask is to ask Lord to forgiveness.
十三节是求主转回。
Verse 13 is ask God to turn back.
我们信主，求主耶稣，他就赦免我们。
When we believe in God, we ask Jesus Christ, and He will forgive us.
我们就得到永恒的生命。
We will receive everlasting life.
所以福音我们按中文可以只有六个字：信耶稣得永生。
So the gospel in Chinese words are very simple: believe in Christ.You will receive everlasting life.
摩西自己得救没有？
Was Moses saved?
在民数记二十章，上帝没有让摩西进入迦南地。
In Numbers 20, and you see that God did not allow Moses to enter the land of Canaan.
但是他后来又出现了。
But he appeared again later.
是在新约圣经马太福音十七章。
It's in the gospel books of New Testament.
主耶稣登山变相的时候，摩西和他在一起。
And on the mountain of the transfiguration of Jesus Christ, Moses was with him.
我们比较有把握，摩西是得救了。
And we are sure that Moses is saved.
那摩西不得进迦南地，他凭什么得救呢？
If Moses did not enter the land of Canaan, then how can we say he was saved?
诗篇90篇填补了摩西不能进迦南地和登山变相之间的这个间隔。
The answer is actually in Psalm 90.
摩西也是因信称义，单单信靠耶稣基督得救。
And Moses was also justified by faith. It's believing in Jesus Christ.
摩西在诗篇九十篇的祷告里认罪悔改，上帝赦免了他。
And Moses repented in the song.
这可能是诗篇九十篇的一个重大意义。
This is the most meaningful things of the Psalm 90.
摩西不一定需要进迦南地。
Physically, Moses didn't have to go into the land of Canaan.
因为他已经安息主怀了，他不需要在地上安息。
Because he has rested in the bosom of God, and there's no need for him to physically to rest in the land.
摩西得救是靠耶稣基督的恩典。
The reason that Moses is saved is through the grace of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督在十字架上一次献祭，就永远地止息了上帝的愤怒。
Jesus offered himself once on the cross.And he has seized the wrath of God.
我们现在时间也是又苦又短。
Our time may be short and difficult.
时间快到了哈。
Oh.
我们信耶稣的，就从亚当的儿女变成神的儿女。
Because we believe in Jesus Christ, we turn ourselves from the descendants of Adam, then become the children of God.
本来在上帝的震怒和审判之下，变成与上帝和好的关系。
Even though we were under the wrath of God, and now we have a new relationship with our God.
本来是归于尘土，现在要归于耶稣基督。
Originally we're going to turn into dust, but now we're going to turn to Jesus.
本来活七八十岁，现在要活到永远。
Even though we may be living for 70, 80 years physically,But for now, we are going to live forever.
这就解决了人生短暂的问题。
This therefore solved the problem of the shortness of your life.
人生有了长度，但是如果一直痛苦，那就更不得了。
even if we gain the length of our life, but if the life is suffering always, then it may not be so worthwhile.
呼求第二方面十四十五节，上帝赐给我们平安喜乐。
And verses 14 and 15, God gives us unfailing love, the joy of our day.
这就解决了人生痛苦的问题。
That solves the difficulty in your life.
我们看到上帝的神性是慈爱。
We see that God's nature is mercy.
十五节新译本的翻译是你使我们受苦遭难的年日有多久？求你使我们喜乐的日子也有多久。
The English translation is pretty much on the mark and says, "Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have been troubled."
这里并没有求上帝不让我们受苦。
It didn't say, "Oh God, please take the harshness away from us." It didn't say that.
这里肯定了上帝的主权，上帝使我们经历苦难。
And this assures the authority of God, and God has made us to go through difficulties.
上帝让我们经历苦难，在苦难中赐给我们平安喜乐。
God made us to go through the difficulties, but in the process, we can experience His presence and experience the joy.
我自己说过一句很有诗意的话。
I have said something which is quite meaningful.
Like a poetry.
Like a poetry.
基督徒的喜乐是脸上带着微笑，眼睛里含着泪水的喜乐。
A Christian's joy is with a smile, but with tears in the eyes.
只有透过朦胧的泪光，才能看见基督的荣耀。
Only through the tears in your eyes even though it may be blurred, but you can see the mercy of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，假如您得了重病，生命只剩下半年时间。
Dear brothers and sisters, suppose you've been seriously ill, and you only have half a year to live.
您会怎么样利用这半年时间呢？
How do you make use of this half a year?
我们教会以前有一位杨素明姐妹得了癌症。
And there was a sister, Yang Suming, she was sick with cancer.
她去世的时候50岁，她小的孩子和我的孩子年纪差不多。
When she passed away, she was 50 years old. Her child is the same age as my child.
在她生命最后半年，她来到我的主日学班上。
For the last 6 months of her life, she came to my Sunday school class.
她想学习怎样传福音。
She wanted to learn how to preach gospel to others.
她那时候在做化疗，身体非常虚弱。
She was undergoing chemotherapy and she was physically very, very weak.
她还是来努力听课，想尽量多学一点。
But she still studied very hard and came to classes and wanted to learn more.
在她的追思礼拜上多次提到她参加传福音的学习。
And during her memorial service, very often was mentioned how diligent she was in learning to preach the gospel.
这是50岁的又苦又短的人生。
This is a short and difficult life of 50 years.
在她生命最后关头，她数算自己的日子。
But during the difficult time, she counted her days.
怎么样让这短暂的生命活得有意义，有平安喜乐？
How to make this short life to live more meaningfully?
我们要数算自己的日子，就不要浪费上帝给我们的时间。
If we want to count the grace of a God, we should not be wasteful of our days.
在座有一些青少年，他们把时间浪费在手机上。
And some of the younger generation wasted their time on their smartphones.
我看到他们在教会玩手机，就跟他们说，他们在拿着的是眼球炸锅。
When I saw them playing with their smartphone, I said, "You're like frying your eyeball."
Frying. 我把手机叫做 eyeball fryer.
The smartphone is like the thing that's going to fry.炒菜
眼球炸锅
Fry your eyeball
那他们经常用手机把眼球炸一下
They often use the smartphone to fry their eyeball
书没读几本眼镜倒戴上
I haven't studied much yet but they are wearing glasses
我自己很少小的时候很少玩电子游戏
I seldom played the electronic games when I was young.
因为我
那时候没有吗？
有，因为我上初中的时候开始学写程序。
When I studied to learn to do programming on the computer when I was in high school.
老师一开头就教导不要玩游戏。
At the very beginning, the teacher taught us not to play games on the computer.
说只会机械性的按几个按钮，那没有创造性。
Just mechanically play the game is not creative.
老师说写程序才有创造性。
And the teacher says to write a program is more creative.
他说如果要玩游戏，要自己写程序。
You want to play game, you should write a game yourself.
所以我们那时候很少玩游戏。
So rarely we play game.
我们要玩的游戏是自己写的。
If we ever play game, our game will be what we have composed.
年轻人要把时间花在有意义、有永恒价值的事情上。
Young people should spend their time on something more meaningful with perpetual value.
要努力学习读经祷告。
To study and study your scripture.
要传福音，要在信仰上扎根，不要浪费时间。
To preach gospel and to establish the root of your faith.
神学家爱德华兹说：“上帝啊，求你把永恒印在我的眼球上。
”A theologian Jonathan Edwards says, O God, stamp eternity on my eyeballs.
我们要求上帝把永恒印在我们的眼球上。
We ask God to stamp eternity on our eyeball.
不是用手机把游戏印在我们的眼球上。
It is not to imprint the game, the electronic games on our eyeball.
第十六、十七节讲要做有永恒价值的工作。
Verses 16 and 17 talked about do the work that have everlasting value.
我以前在公司工作的时候看到有一种蓝色的洗咖啡壶的洗涤剂。
When I was working in a company and I saw there was a coffee machine.
Coffee pot cleaner.
A coffee pot cleaner on it.
上面有一行字 PS 点九十冒号十七。
It has an imprint and says PS 90 column 17.
翻开圣经一看就是诗篇九十篇十七节。
Which is Psalm 90 verses 17.
可能是基督徒开的公司希望上帝保守他们手所做的工作。
That probably was manufactured by a company that was made by Christians, and they want them to understand Psalm 90:17.
他们希望把咖啡壶洗得更干净些。
They want you make sure you can wash your coffee pot, coffee maker more clean.
但我们要上帝保守的是我们的手所做的福音工作。
But yet, what we ask for is for God to establish.The work we've done with our hands.
我们刚才讲了马土萨拉969岁的人生。
We just talked about the life of Methuselah for 969 years.
雅各147岁的人生。
Jacob for 147 years.
摩西120岁的人生。
Moses 120 years.
大卫70岁的人生。
David 70 years.
杨淑明姐妹五十岁的人生。
Sister 杨淑明 for 50 years.
那再讲一个33岁的人生。
Then let me talk about a 33 years life.
这33岁的是谁？
Who is the 33 years?
可能33岁就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that was our Jesus Christ.
他被钉死在十字架上，受许多痛苦羞辱。
And he was nailed to the cross and went through much suffering.
他的一生是又苦又短。
His life was short and difficult.
我们经历的痛苦他都经历过。
All the difficulties we went through, he had experienced.
我们所受过的伤害他在十字架上都已经承担了。
The harshness that he endured on the cross.
但他从死里复活战胜了死亡的权势。
But he was resurrected and overcome.And victorious over the power of death.
解决了人类最大的问题，就是罪和死亡的问题。
Solved the biggest problem of humankind, that is sin and death.
让我们一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For those who believe in him will have everlasting life.
这样的人生是不是最伟大、最有永恒意义的？
Wouldn't this be the most meaningful, the greatest life that you can hope for?
还有更短的人生。
There are even shorter life.
我们在波士顿这地方，很多慕道朋友可能免费得到一本精美的中英文对照的圣经。
In the Boston area, some of you may have received a free Bible, which is Chinese and English Bible.
这是背后是一个五岁的又苦又短的人生。
The story behind this Bible is a five-year-old kid of short and a difficult.
这是一个小女孩叫做怡凡，她离开这个世界的时候只有五岁。
This came from a young girl, Yifan. When she left this world, she was only 5 years old.
她得了一种很严重的肺纤维化的基因疾病，没有办法呼吸。
She was sick of fibrosis of the lung. She couldn't breathe.
那很多人就捐助她到波士顿的儿童医院做肺移植手术。
People donated money for her to come to the Children's Hospital in Boston to cure or to treat this disease.
她离开北京的时候，在机场有记者问她。
When she was leaving the airport in Beijing, and some reporters asked her,
你病好了以后你想做什么?
What would you like to do after you recovered?
她说我想帮助一千个人。
She said, I would like to help 1,000 people.
她在治疗过程中经历很多痛苦。
During the time of her treatment, she went through much suffering.
在这过程中，波士顿的很多教会也帮助了他和他的父母。
Many churches in the Boston area helped her and her parents.
他和他的父母也信主受洗。
Her parents became Christian.
他得到一个车祸去世的另一个小孩子捐赠的肺。
There was another child died of a car accident, and that child donated the lung to her.
移植肺以后他还是去世了。
Although after transplant, and she still passed away.
他去世以后他父母决定帮助他完成他的遗愿。
And after her passed away, her parents decided to follow through with her will.
买了一千本圣经要送给一千位慕道朋友。
They purchased 1,000 Bible as a gift to 1,000 people.
一个五岁的小生命离开了这个世界。
A five-year-old life left this world.
她在世上的生命真是又苦又短。
Her life was short and difficult.
但她因着信得到了永远的生命，得到了平安喜乐。
But through faith, she received everlasting life.
她尽管离开这个世界，在主的怀里安息，仍然能够传福音。
Even though she's no longer in this world, and she's resting in God's bosom, and her work still continues. She still spoke to us and becomes the blessing of many people. In God's grace, it's no longer the length of your days on earth.
而在于人生有没有永恒的意义，有没有荣耀上帝。
It matters as to whether you have ever perpetual value in your life.
最后这十七节，第十七节经文送给兄弟姐妹们。
I want to give you the Psalm 90:17 as a gift.
愿主我们神的荣美归于我们的兄弟姐妹们。
May the favor or beauty of the Lord of our God rest upon us.
愿主坚立兄弟姐妹手所做的工。
Establish the work of our hands for us.
大家的手所做的工，愿主坚立。
Yes, establish the work of our hands by God.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主。
Our heavenly Father who is loving us.
感谢你赐下你的宝贵话语。
We thank you for giving us those wonderful passages.
愿你赐给我们这样的智慧。
We ask you to give us such wisdom.
让我们认识耶稣基督。
So we can get to know Jesus Christ.
不但活出生命的长度，也活出基督里的平安喜乐。
Not only we live through the length of the days you have for us, but also we enjoy the Jesus Christ of His grace.
愿在新的一年里，主继续得着荣耀。
May you be glorified in this new year.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
Pray in the name of our Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.